Hello, everybody. Jay Jacobs with Winning Edge Sports Network here with Coach Dan Jones. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well.
Hey, Coach, you coming off a bye week. How's the guys looking and getting ready for Spartanburg this coming week?
Well, I think the bye week came at the right time with the hurricane coming in. We didn't have to reschedule a bunch of stuff. And our guys, we worked three hard days and we had two good film days that week. So now we've had a couple of good days here getting ready for Spartanburg. And, you know, this is our first region game. So, you know, this is, we'll determine the playoff seeding. So our kids, we're trying to get them ready to go.
And coming off of bye week, I mean, of course, a lot of teams had short schedules, either because they either had to play on Thursday or some schools even played on Monday. How difficult is that for as a coach? I know y'all didn't have to do it this past week, but how difficult is that?
It can be difficult. We, you know, one thing is kids 15, 16, 17-year-old, it's hard to keep their focus. So what we decided to do was try to focus on correcting the mistakes that we had during the Fort Dorchester game, and also, you know, reemphasizing the things that we done well. And we gave them Monday, what was all film weightlifting and film study, so they didn't go out on the field. And then we went out on the field Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and really focused on our kicking game Thursday. And then this week, then we turned our focus to Spartanburg. So it really worked out good for us.
Now, Spartanburg's coming in at 4-3, and looks like they're, you know, one of the powerhouses that they usually are. How do you go into a game against a team like Spartanburg?
Well, one is it's our rival for sure, long-term rival. Spartanburg was, you know, one of the first rivals Gaffney ever had, being 20 miles away. But so our kids usually get excited for that game, and they always have a good program, so it's not hard to get the kids up. But, you know, when you're playing against a team as talented as Spartanburg, sure, certainly you got to limit your mistakes and have to make sure the kids are focused in, because, you know, Spartanburg's had a tough season schedule so far. They've played some teams out of state, and they're battle tested and they're ready to go, so we got to have a good outing Friday night.
Now, when you look at a team like Spartanburg, what players on your team do you feel really need to step up in this game for you to be victorious?
Well, one we're going to count on, as always, is our quarterback, because he's whether we go or not, he's Grayson Loftus is a senior, he's a Duke commit, and he's got to play well for us. And then we got to get some production out of our receivers, that's for sure, because we got a young running back group with junior and a freshman, and those guys, this is their first year playing varsity, but they're doing a great job for us. Offensive line's been getting better each week. We have two sophomores in our offensive line, so they gain some game experience and get better. And then defensively, you know, we got some guys over there that like to fly around, so we got to fly around and kind of limit Spartanburg. But that's easier said than done. They've got a Division I quarterback also and some talented receivers, so we got our hands full, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, I won't keep you too long, but I do like to ask all the coaches, do you have any future aspirations? Is college football a possibility, or are you happy where you're at Gaffney High School?
I'm very happy where I'm at, and my aspirations are looking towards retirement.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm a little bit over the hill for that at college aspirations now, but, you know, certainly there's a bunch of deserving high school coaches, and as you've seen lately, that have gone on and done really well. So, you know, I'm excited for those guys. And the game's changing, and, you know, it used to go from top to bottom. Now it seems like it's coming from bottom to top.
Oh, yeah. Well, Coach, I just want to thank you this morning. I know you're very busy. You got a tight schedule. We at Winning Edge wish you the best of luck for you and your team this year, and we'll definitely be coming out, and hopefully this week, coming out to one of your games.
Sounds great. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Coach, and you have a blessed day, and thank you for joining Winning Edge Sports Network.
Yes, sir.